Dave and Doreen on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
Dave and Doreen, Marcus is here too, the morning KLH. The Calder Cup playoffs, the division semifinals. And the Milwaukee Admirals have had an amazing season, and that winning streak is just incredible. And joining us right now, Brookfield East's very own Milwaukee Admirals goalie, Troy Grosick. Troy, what a great year you guys have had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been a special one for sure. I mean, you said it, that 19-game winning streak. You know, that's the longest one I've been a part of, and second longest in league history. So it's just a special group of guys willing to do whatever they can for each other in the room. And, you know, it's kind of been the next man up mentality right after that winning streak. Obviously, to have a winning streak like that, you got to be staying pretty healthy. But towards the end of it, a few guys went down with some injuries. And, you know, it's just next man up. And everybody in that room is pulling on the same rope. So it's been really special.
So you're going to play either Manitoba or Texas. You're not sure yet.
That's right.
Okay, and
does it matter to you?
Not really.
No.
I mean, they're both good teams. They present different challenges, and you know, I think with the group that we have the confidence that, you know, whoever they put in front of us is the team that we're going to take down. And you know, if we stick to the way we play and play ads hockey, you know, we'll get the job done.
So. They both present different challenges, Manitoba and Texas. Texas is a little more skilled. Manitoba's a little tougher, grittier type of team. As a goalie, which do you prefer? I would assume the skilled players would scare you more if you are a goalie, but I don't know.
I mean, honestly, it's the same. Like, I don't know if there's one I'd rather take. Like, they make your job tough in different ways. That's all it is.
Okay.
You know, the skill... You know, obviously they might have the highlight reel goal, and you know, you have to be aware of passing options at all times. But the teams that kind of muck and grind and are sending guys to the net, and you know, there's two guys in front of your face all the time, making it hard for you to see shots. That presents a different challenge. And I don't know if there's one that's better than the other,
right.
But you know, it's just two different challenges.
They're both challenging, just mm-hmm. different kinds of challenges.
So how do you prepare for playoffs? Anything, any rituals, anything weird?
No, I always say I'm like the most normal goalie out there. Like, I don't have any superstitions or anything like that.
Tie your laces a certain way.
I think it's just, I have habits. Like, if, for whatever reason, like, my left side of my equipment goes on before my right side. So, like, I'll tie my left skate, then my right skate. But that's just, out of habit.
Yeah.
Like, if my left skate was needed to be sharpened or something and I was running out of time and I had to put my right skate on first, it wouldn't mess with my head at all. It's just
kind of
a habit.
Do you hear the fans, like, from other arenas when you're on the road? Can you hear them screaming at you?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, when the play's not going on, for sure. When the play's happening, I'm kind of more zoned in on what's going on.
Anybody creative? Do they say anything creative?
You know what? The funniest one I'll never forget. This was years ago now. Like, I was probably 19 years old. I was playing Cedar Rapids in the USHL junior hockey. And our biggest rival was Waterloo. And at Waterloo, the net that I'm in the second period, it's kind of like Rockford, if you've ever been there, where the fans kind of are right over. There's a balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll remember it was something like a fan just was like, "Grosick, your dad's a toilet seat." And I was like, I was like, "Good one, bud." I got a chuckle out of that one. But that was probably the most creative one I've heard.
Okay. Well, I wonder if there's any meaning behind that. Like, is there a Grosick company that makes toilet seats?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but it was creative.
The Calder Cup, is it like the stamp? Do you get your name etched on it if you win it, or how does that work?
I think you do, actually. Yeah. I've never won
Marcus
it,
should so. Probably
yeah,
know
do
that.
Do you guys drink out of it or anything like that?
Guys definitely drink out of it.
Okay.
I think guys get the day with the cup, all that type of stuff. I think it's very similar. I don't know if everyone has their name on it or not. But obviously, whoever, the team is
the team will definitely have it on there. Yeah.
So you talked about how special this team is, and one of the things that makes the team so special is the two goalies we have, yourself and Yaroslav Askarov. What makes your relationship so well? Because you both play just about equal amounts during the season.
Yeah, I mean, we it's unique. It's a little different. This is the biggest age gap I've had. I mean, Yara's like 21 and I'm 34. So the age gap is there. But we're both guys who just love to compete and love to have fun. And I think it's been really special. Like we both kind of see the game the same way and try not to take ourselves too seriously off the ice. And I think that's important, you know, when you're playing 70 plus games in a regular season and then have to have a good playoff push here. You know, if you get too tight, you know, off the ice and all you're thinking about is hockey, I don't think that's healthy. So we like to, you know, get away from it and enjoy ourselves. And he's just been a lot of fun to work with. And we just push ourselves in practice and, you know, try to beat the guy on the other end of the rink. And then when it's time for a game, we're each other's biggest fans.
So have you taught him all things Wisconsin?
I try to. we kind of, you know, obviously it's actually crazy. Like from talking to people last year, and then, you know, I wasn't expecting him to speak English real well. And by the time I was here, he, you know, he can definitely get around with his English. And even in the time that we've been together, his English has improved a lot. And so, yeah, we try to expose him to a little bit of our culture, and he's always willing to ask and learn. Mm-hmm. And
where's he from?
I think that's what makes him special. Russia.
Oh, he's from Russia. Okay.
Siberia.
I was going to say, how's your Russian?
Yeah.
It's non-existent.
Yes. I was going to say.
Yeah. I know a few swear words, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm sure he taught you those. So we don't know if it's Manitoba or Texas, but we do know games 1 and 2 will be played on the road. Mm-hmm. But games 3, 4, and 5,
if needed, yeah,
will be happening Wednesday, May 8th. And then if needed, as you mentioned, game 4 would be Friday, May 10th. And then Sunday, May 12th. Those are the home games. Now, whenever the playoffs roll around, do you have a lot of friends and family, since you are a local guy?
Yeah.
Come out and watch you?
I've got a lot of family coming to all the games already. But I'm sure in the playoffs there'll be a few extra requests. Mm-hmm. But that's always special. It's important that we pack the building. You know, our fans have been great all year, and you know, when we get the arena rocking, it definitely gives us some juice. So, you know, come out, see some exciting hockey.
Yeah, it's a great time.
And it's a lot of fun.
It's an awesome time. Thank you very much, Troy.